Let's start with a content notification, shall we? The Queer Conjure podcast is about queer people, trans people, witches, marginalized communities that have suffered harm. We're going to talk about that stuff. It's going to be a bit shadowy. We're also going to talk about really joyful stuff that some people might consider offensive, like disobeying the state, like having really amazing sex. So if that doesn't sound like what you want to listen to right now, I invite you to go to another podcast. And if it is something you want to listen to right now, buckle up, babies, because here we go. Greetings, you witchy reader you. It's me, Jasper. Blessed be on this year's Trans Day of Visibility, March 31st, 2024. Trans Day of Visibility is an opportunity to celebrate the miraculous ways we experience trans life. The ways in which we contribute to a safer existence for our siblings and future generations. The ways in which we have refused to be ignored and dismissed and criminalized. The ways in which we are brightly shining stars, guiding each other to a sense of belonging. We are brave, we are beautiful, and we are everywhere. We're thriving. How Trans Day of Visibility began. In 2009, Rachel Crandall Crocker, who's a transgender psychotherapist specializing in trans issues, just got fed up with how underrepresented trans people were slash are in LGBTQ plus communities. The only day that trans community was being honored at the time was Trans Day of Awareness, which was created as a response to the murder of Rita Hester in 1998. Now, it is paramount to note that Rita Hester was Black and that in 2023, over half of transgender murder victims were Black women. So Trans Day of Awareness is about mourning and grieving. I'm just going to leave that as it is. So what did Crandall Crocker do about this? Well, she created a Facebook post. The post was a call to celebration sent to Facebook accounts all over the world, encouraging people to create festivities that celebrated transgender empowerment. It was just the invitation trans communities across the globe needed to shift their focus from despair to jubilation. And each year, more Trans Day of Visibility events have been created. And now it's this internationally recognized holiday. What I especially love about this is that Rachel chose joy as resistance. She knew that if all we ever focused on was the devastation and violence, then we would only ever be aware of the devastation and violence. She knew that not every transgender experience was one of tragedy, and she wanted the world to know it too. One invitation to celebrate trans joy lit a spark that continues to change the world and blaze new trails. Every trans person that risks saying, "Trans siblings, I love you and I celebrate you," creates more hope and less suffering. We are stars in a vibrant constellation, not islands unto ourselves. It is still a matter of privilege to be visible as a trans person. Not all of us are safe enough to be outwardly celebrating what makes us magical. If you aren't ready to be visible, then do not pressure yourself. Out or not, you can still look to the stars and the joy and the solidarity and know that it belongs to you too. Please consider learning about the following trans siblings who are doing beautiful and supportive work. Mix Yaffa, author of the poetry collection Blood Orange, is a Palestinian trans activist. Raquel Willis, author of The Risk It Takes to Bloom, a Black trans activist, and Eli Lalliet, the gender doula, a white trans researcher and support provider for gender journeys. And a special reminder that I give free tarot readings when you donate to transmission.org. All right, blessed be. Mwah! Hey, it's Jasper. Are you a neuroqueer witch? Fabulous, fabulous. So am I, so is Ava. And we believe there is an inherent sacredness connecting queerness, transness, magic, and neurodivergence. So neuroqueer was originally coined as a verb, a way to subvert ourselves from neuronormativity and heteronormativity simultaneously. Queer Conjurer is all about subverting the normative and evoking magical liberation. So if you're a neuroqueer witch, we want to hear from you. Send us an audio recording up to 4 minutes long describing the ways being a neuroqueer informs your witchcraft. Just email queerconjure@gmail.com with an attachment of your audio and we will share it on the podcast. Bye! A couple quick announcements / reminders. We no longer have a website. Queerconjure.org is no more. So please go to the show notes, click the link for our Substack right now, become a free subscriber to stay up to date with us. If you feel called to directly support our path and our work, become a paid subscriber. We also have our Instagram, our Etsy, and our TikTok. If you are a book nerd like me, we have an affiliate link with Firestorm Books, a queer feminist anarchist book collective. Through my affiliate link, you can get 10% off of our suggested reading list and more. If you go to transmission.org and give them a donation, send me a screenshot, I will get you a free tarot reading. Transmission.org is an amazing organization here that does a lot of advocacy, support, and education for our community. They're badass. They literally give us our bread and our roses too. If you are a queer witch, a trans tarot reader, a neuroqueer dreamboat, and you have something you're trying to offer the world, either your private practice or a book you just wrote, or a workshop you're featuring, email us. Let's have a conversation about how we can support you here on the show. All of the links for all of these things are in the show notes.